1260 KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, and Grand Forks, East Grand Forks on 92.1. Also on your smart speaker, or you can listen online at KROXAM.com. And on your smart speaker, we should say, just say, listen to KROX in Crookston. Many different ways to listen to KROX Radio. Now it's time for our noontime news on this Tuesday, this rainy Tuesday, April 16th of 2024. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. As we take a look at our world and national news headlines, again on this Tuesday, April 16th. We go to the Middle East once again. And headline there at this hour, as Israel's military chief says Israel will respond to Iran's weekend missile strike, but he has not elaborated on when and how. Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi said Monday that Israel is still considering its next steps and that the Iranian strike of missiles and attack drones, quote, will be met with a response, end quote. Halevi spoke during a visit to an airbase which Israel says suffered light damage in the Iranian attack. More potential jurors have been dismissed from Donald Trump's hush money case. Lawyers worked for a second day Tuesday to find a panel of New Yorkers to decide whether the Republican will become the first former president convicted of a crime. The first day of the historic trial in Manhattan ended Monday with no one selected to be on the panel of 12 jurors and 6 alternates. In short order Tuesday morning, several others were excused after saying they could not be impartial or because they had other commitments. Dozens of potential jurors have yet to be questioned. And Donald Trump has returned to the New York courtroom as jury selection in his case enters a second day. And the president began the day by railing about the trial and a gag order that bars him from publicly commenting on jurors, potential witnesses, and others. The trial's first day ended Monday with no jurors selected. And President Joe Biden's latest plan for student loan cancellation is moving forward as a proposed regulation offering him a fresh chance to deliver on a campaign promise and energize young voters ahead of the November election. The Education Department on Tuesday filed paperwork for a new regulation that would deliver the cancellation the Democratic president announced last week. The regulation has to go through a public comment period and another review before it can be finalized. The regulation is a more targeted proposal than the one the Supreme Court struck down last year. Conservative opponents are threatening to challenge the new plan, which seeks to cancel or reduce loans for 25 million Americans. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies. We have rain falling, much needed precipitation, that's for sure. We have 48 degrees, an east wind of 16, gusting up to 23, humidity at 71%. The barometric pressure is at 29.74 inches. That is falling over the last hour. And a wind chill of 42. So 48, a wind chill of 42, an east wind of 15, gusting up to 23. Humidity is at 71%, and that has been steady over the last hour as well. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, rain and possibly a thunderstorm, temperatures falling to around 52 by 5 p.m., and we're already below that. We have breezy southeasterly winds of 20 to 25, gusting up to near 40. a 90% chance of precipitation continuing all afternoon. New rainfall amounts up to a quarter of an inch possible, except higher amounts possible where there's thunderstorms. Then tonight, rain, a low around 40. It'll be breezy, an easterly wind of 15 to 20 miles an hour, decreasing to 10 to 15. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles an hour, near a 100% chance of precipitation continuing. New precipitation amounts between, up to a quarter of an inch possible. So we could see maybe up to a half an inch, maybe a little more if a thunderstorm comes through. We'll take a look at the forecast for the rest of the week and into a Monday of next week. But a pretty good chance of precipitation continuing all week long here in northwestern Minnesota. So we'll take a full look at the weather a little later here in our noontime news. We'll be back, and we'll take a look at our state news. A lot to tell you about there. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan, or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Now taking a look at the state news. House Republicans warn Democrats' tax package, which could come out today, might include asking voters to approve a constitutional amendment increasing the sales tax 0.375% for housing programs. Preston Representative Greg David takes a pragmatic view of what Republicans can do about taxes if they win a House majority this fall.
When you only have the House, which I hope we get, and not the Senate and the governor's office, it'll be a lot of defense. It'll be a lot of stopping really, really bad ideas that we can't stop now.
As for repealing what David calls really, really bad tax increases that Democrats passed last year,
we won't be able to do that. And then 2 years later, hopefully we can come back and finish our work.
The Senate leaders say the changes Democrats passed last session have given Minnesota a tax system with the lowest burden in the nation on the low and middle income earners. Several rounds of rain and thunderstorms are expected to move across the state of Minnesota today and linger tomorrow. The National Weather Service meteorologist Brennan Detman.
So we are expecting a pretty significant soaking of rain from Tuesday through Wednesday, and it'll impact the majority of the state of Minnesota here.
Detman says 1 to 2 inches are expected in the southern half of the state and up to an inch in parts of central and northern Minnesota. A wind advisory is in effect for western, central, and southern Minnesota. And Minnesota's fishing opener is less than a month away. The DNR's Benji Cohn says,
there's 1.7 million anglers fish in Minnesota, and a lot of them are in-state residents, which is pretty cool.
About 500,000 people are expected to fish on Saturday, May 11th, Minnesota's opening day of the walleye, northern pike, bass, and trout in lake season. And in other state headlines at this hour, Minnesota First Lady Gwen Walls, lawmakers, gun violence survivors, and more are gathering at the state capitol today to advocate for gun safety. Led by Moms and Students Demand Action, the group will rally for current legislation being considered by Minnesota lawmakers, including bills requiring improved secure firearm storage, gun owners to report lost and stolen guns to law enforcement, and a reduction in gun trafficking. Other rally speakers include Senator Bonnie Westland of Plymouth, St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter, and a Red Lake school shooting survivor, Fran Mendoza. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear a petition from MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell that the FBI violated his constitutional rights when agents seized his cell phone at a fast food drive-thru in Mankato 2 years ago. The High Court discussed the issue in late March and issued their decision Monday without comment. Lindell says the U.S. government has been weaponized against him, and he'll return to court to try to get his cell phone back. Lindell is the subject of a federal investigation into a security breach in the 2020 election in Colorado. A Wadena man has been sentenced to over 13 years in prison for his role in killing 80-year-old Shirley Bilden of Maplewood in 2021. 36-year-old Scott Hardy pled guilty in February to a plea deal convicting him of the charge of fleeing a peace officer in a motor vehicle, resulting in death. Court documents say police responded to the call that the Chevy Tahoe parked outside a Cub Foods in Oakdale was stolen around 4 p.m. July 10, 2021. When officers arrived and asked Hardy to leave the car, he fled quickly. Police eventually found Hardy had run a red light, which caused a crash between two vehicles. Three people were injured in the crash, including Bilden, who died from her injuries 4 days later at the hospital. Hardy was arrested shortly after fleeing the crash, attempting to steal another car at a nearby cemetery. And someone playing the lottery in southwestern Minnesota is nearly $2 million richer. A Gopher 5 ticket sold at Food and Fuel in Worthington is worth $1,911,615. The game played on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The prize now resets to $100,000 for the next drawing. That's a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports right after this from First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Now we take a look at the sports. First on the sports scene from yesterday, as you heard right here on KROX, it was the Sacred Heart Eagles and West Marshall Fusion in high school softball battling the rain and each other. As Sacred Heart, they had two pitchers combined for a no-hitter. And with the rain, there was a lot of control problems for both sides. But Sacred Heart comes away with a 16-2 victory in five innings. Sacred Heart improves to 3-1 on the season. West Marshall drops to 0-2. And in baseball, Baltimore beat the Twins 7-4, and the Wild, they beat Los Angeles 3-1. On the sports scene for today, the word of the day is postponed, with the rain continuing to fall here throughout the late morning, now into the early afternoon. The Crookston High School and Junior High baseball games have been postponed with Fertile Beltrami to a later date. As soon as we get those, we'll pass those along to you. And Pirate softball, their game hosting Thief River Falls has been postponed to a later date. And boys tennis at Thief River Falls for a triangular has been postponed as well. So all Pirate sporting events scheduled for today as far as games and events, they have been postponed to a later date. UMC softball, we haven't received any notification yet that has been postponed. They are scheduled to play at 2 o'clock for a doubleheader there. And the Twins will have them on the air this evening. They're at Baltimore for Game 2 of that series, 5 o'clock the pregame, 5:35 the first pitch. Well, the Minnesota Lynx, the WNBA draft was held yesterday, and it was no surprise that Caitlin Clark went number one to the Indiana Fever. And the Minnesota Lynx, though, they selected a pair of players with the eighth overall selection. They took Utah Utes forward, Alyssa Peely. She averaged 21 points, 7 rebounds a game for the Utes last season. Her brother, Brandon, plays for the Miami Dolphins. And the Lynx also selected Louisville guard Kiki Jefferson in the third round. And speaking of the draft, at the WNBA is coming off its most watched season in 21 years. That will change. It'll be the most watched season this coming season with the likes of Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, obviously the Indiana Fever. Their ticket sales are going through the roof right now. Chicago, the Sky, with getting Angel Reese, and then the big post from South Carolina. Their season ticket sales have gone up 100% since yesterday. And let's see what else we have here. The Arizona Coyotes in the NHL, they are a step closer to moving to Salt Lake City as 10 team owners approved the move of the franchise to Utah. So stay tuned on that. That is about it on the sports scene. We have the story, pictures, stats, and more from the softball game yesterday available on our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. Again, Twins baseball tonight, 5 o'clock the pregame, 5:35 the first pitch as they take on Baltimore. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up right after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
Save on paper products at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 8 rolls of Our Family Ultra paper towels are on sale for $9.49. The 18 mega rolls of select Charmin Essential Bath Tissue, $15.49. Be sure to buy your vitamins and supplements at Hugo's. The full line of Nature's Truth is on sale with 50% savings. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston Park and Rec Board met Monday in the City Hall Conference Room. The meeting kicked off with the board reviewing language being proposed to be added to the youth activities policies and procedures. Park and Rec Director Jake Solberg explained to the board that after extensive research, he found no records of specific policies and a conduct literature in the city's Park and Rec record. Solberg explains.
Yep, it's just procedures and policies just for, you know, our youth activities that we, our adult activities that we provide for our community. Kind of a structure of how we want to run things and operate procedurally.
Subsections proposed to see language added to include the mission statement, objectives of youth recreation, sports philosophies, fair play concepts, general policies, and code of conduct. The board unanimously recommended the language addition, which will be presented to the Crookston City Council for approval. The meeting continued with the board discussing the improvements and projects to be made to the Ray Eklund Complex for 2024. The Crookston Baseball Association will sponsor a project on Diamond One at the complex where a concrete slab will be added to the field. The slab will create a walking path to the dugouts as well as create a walking path behind the backstops for fans and spectators. The project is estimated to cost $17,000. Solberg informed the board that the sand volleyball courts at the Crookston Sports Center will ultimately be relocated to the Ray Eklund facility. Solberg said the reasoning behind the move is...
Because we want everyone to be out at the Ray Eklund complex. You know, we have a beautiful, grassy, open area out there with tennis courts and basketball courts and 6 diamonds, including a beautiful Karin field. So, plus our splash pad and our park is out there. So, you know, it's really good amenity to, in our community. So adding to it is what kind of the vision was.
Well, a great idea there. The consent agenda included the approval of minutes from the board meeting on February 20th. The Crookston Park and Rec Board will meet again on Monday, May 20th. In the Crookston City Hall Conference Room. The Crookston Aquatic Boosters, they're gearing up to host the first ever pool-a-thon event at the Crookston Community Pool on Saturday, April 20th. This will serve as a fundraiser to offer intermediate assistance for major repairs at the pool. This will help assist the city through donations towards meeting certain costs. Aquatic Booster member Cindy Hulst gave an overview of the event.
Well, it's not competition. It's actually registered teams of three, and that team of three will either swim, water walk, tread water for 30 minutes. So they can, you know, it's nothing real long. We wanted to really appeal to all age groups and all levels. You know, some people are not swimmers, but they still want to walk. We've even had some people say, can I just walk outside the building and do that?
The goal of the event and other upcoming events for the Boosters is to make the public aware of the community pool and that it can be a great asset for the community. The usage numbers of the pool over the last 2 months have increased in contrast to the later months of 2023. Aquatic Booster member Carol Gregg explains.
Just talked to Jake at Park and Rec this morning. They're seeing increases in usage pretty much across the board with their activities. So
in all activities.
Like I said, it's anecdotally, but Jake agreed that that's what they're seeing. And that certainly as a pool user, that's what I'm seeing too.
Well, that's good news. The pool-a-thon event will include food and fun, competitive activities throughout the day. Open Swim will take place following the event, which will be sponsored by Pam Eklund. Gray gave her comments explaining that not only is this event raising money for the pool, but it will also be an opportunity to have some fun and have the friendly competition.
Registration is still open and walk-ins are welcome. People can come and register individually if they don't have a team. The team part makes it fun. And, you know, if you have a team and your boss has a team, you know, maybe you need to challenge that with the situation and we can swim more laps or we can do this or we can be faster than you, that sort of thing. Just makes it fun.
Registration is preferred to be completed before the day of the event. Those interested in attending can fill out registration forms at the Crookston Park and Rec office, which is now located at the Crookston Sports Center. You may also visit the Crookston Community Pool, Fin, and Fit Crookston's Facebook page or email Fin, F-I-N, F-I-T, Crookston@gmail.com. If you have questions, you can call 701-787-1352. The registration fee for the teams of three is $300 or $100 per person. And if you'd like to donate to the cause, again, that contact information, that's available on our website as well. Just look for the story on that. Local organizations may now apply to receive opioid settlement funds that Polk County received as part of a landmark settlement with manufacturers of prescription opioid and major pharmaceutical distributors. Polk County, in partnership with the Opioid Settlement Advisory Council, is now soliciting requests for funding through a formal competitive request for proposals process. The RFP is now open and is due on May 15th. The grant application package can be found at the Polk County Opioid Settlement Advisory Council website or at KROXAM.com. Polk County Public Health will hold a drop-in virtual information session on April 22nd for interested agencies and organizations. Current category priorities have been identified. However, applicants are encouraged to propose projects that reflect their expertise, experience, and knowledge of the community. Applicants can request up to $100,000 from July 1st, 2024 through June 30th, 2025 to serve residents of Polk County. For more information on opioid settlement county allocation, go to, again, KROXAM.com. And for questions regarding the Polk County request for proposals, the email that you can send is available on our website as well. The city of Crookston will have their yard waste and branch collection next week, April 22nd. All residents will need to have their yard waste and branches out by Monday, as city crews will begin picking up on Monday and collect until they've been through the entire route. This may only take a couple of days, not the entire week. Place the materials on your curbside. Branches must be cut in 4-foot lengths and bundled in order for the crews to take them away. Bagged yard waste must not exceed 30 pounds per bag. Any branches or tree trunks not cut in this length and bundled will be left for the homeowner to haul away. Twigs may be in boxes or bags. Individuals removing their diseased elm trees should call City Hall to schedule a pickup. Please note that yard waste is defined as leaves, grass, and other compostable material and will not be required to be in the City of Crookston bags during next week only. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following calls yesterday at 4:16 p.m. They responded to the railroad crossing on Highway 75 bypass for a report of a vehicle being hit by a train. Upon arrival, they assisted local agencies with traffic control and roadway cleanup. Once the services were no longer needed, they cleared the scene. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Marcus Diallo Freeman, 41, no address listed, for fifth-degree assault causing fear of bodily harm or death of another, and Herbert Andreas Ward, 35, of Grand Forks, for obstruction of the legal process and interference with the peace officer. That's a look at the local news as we now shift to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have rain continuing. We have 50 degrees. And as the mercury really bouncing around, we had 54 at 10. We dropped down to 48 at 11. Now we're at 50 in downtown Crookston. An east wind of 17, gusting up to 23. Humidity's at 67%. And with that wind, we have a wind chill of 44 and the visibility back up to a full 10 miles. But 50 degrees, a wind chill of 44 with rain continuing. So far, we've had a 1/100th of an inch of rain at the studios here in downtown Crookston. And taking a look at the rest of the numbers from yesterday, we had a high of 63, a low of 41 with a trace of rain. The numbers for today, the average high is 54, the average low 32, the year-ago high 46, the year-ago low 30. The record high 85 set in 2002, the record low 11 set in 1961. The sun rose at 6:35 this morning. The sun will set at 8:17 for 13 hours, 42 minutes of daylight. The morning's low has been 48 degrees, both at 7 o'clock and at 11 o'clock this morning. We have had rain falling since a little after 10 o'clock. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, rain and possibly a thunderstorm expected. Temperatures falling to around 52 by 5 p.m. It'll be breezy, a southeast wind of 20 to 25, gusting up to near 40. A 90% chance of rain the rest of today. New rainfall amounts up to a quarter of an inch of rain. Then tonight, rain, a low around 40. It'll be breezy, easterly winds of 15 to 20, decreasing to 10 to 15, with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. 100% chance of precipitation. New precipitation amounts up to a quarter of an inch possible. Then on Wednesday, rain likely, mainly before 1 p.m. It'll be cloudy, a high near 53, northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20, and a 70% chance of precipitation. And precipitation could be up to a tenth of an inch possible on Wednesday. And then on Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 35, west winds around 15, gusting up to 25. Thursday, a slight chance of rain and snow before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 45. It'll be breezy with a west wind of 15 to 25, gusting up to 40, and a 40% chance of precipitation. Thursday night, a chance of rain and snow before 4 a.m., then a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a high around 30. It'll be blustery with a northwesterly wind around 20, gusting up to 35, and a 30% chance on Thursday. Friday, a 30% chance of snow, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 40. It'll be breezy with northwesterly winds of 20 to 25, gusting up to 30. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 25, and wind gusts up to 30. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 50. Northwest winds around 15, gusting up to 20. And then on Sunday, it'll be sunny, a high near 60. Southwest winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. And Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 60. Southwest winds around 15, gusting up to 25. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, rain continuing to fall. We have 50 degrees. And as we take a look at the radar showing we're going to have rain for the rest of today throughout all of northwest Minnesota, and especially in the far northwest corner of the state here. And as we take a look at the future cast, we can tell you that it looks like you can expect rain all afternoon here for Crookston. We might see some light rain. It might stop for a little bit, but then it will come back. And we're possibly going to see some heavier rain right around the 4 o'clock hour as well. And then it's telling us, basically through 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be having rain for sure. So expect rain the rest of the day, and that is a look at the noontime news. So the noontime news is brought to you in part today by our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace, Riverview Health, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, and Grand Cities Monument, bringing you the noontime news on KROX. Now we join the Red River Farm Network.